Well, I'm really thrilled to have two guests here today to preview another holiday concert coming up on Monday. It's a concert featuring contralto Meredith Arwady and pianist Marie Kerstetter, who's the music director at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Portage. A big welcome and happy holidays to both of you.
Same to you.
To you as well.
I'm going to start with Meredith here, who I haven't spoken to in a number of years. I think last time you were in a big public performance in Kalamazoo, the Fontana series had you as a guest, maybe 4 years ago. So, well, you don't have to completely cover the last 4 years of your life, but I'd like to hear about some highlights and maybe explain why we're so fortunate to have you back in Kalamazoo.
Well, I've been doing the full-time freelance opera world, which is a strange way to make a living, but you are hired by a specific opera company, so you're based there throughout the rehearsals and performances, usually a month and a half to 2 months. And then you go to the next, and you might have a little break in between. And so I've been all over the world. And during that time, I met my husband when I was working at Santa Fe Opera in 2013. And I was there last summer as well, and we'll be there next summer as well. It's amazing. It's in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's a surprise in the middle of the desert. And it's a partially outdoor theater. And so the entire set, when you look at it, when you're looking at the stage, the whole back is open to the mountains, and it doesn't begin until sunset.
Beautiful.
Truly one of my very favorite places to spend time.
I'm glad you brought it up. It brings back a great memory for me. My mother became an opera lover, I would say, later in life, and she lives in Albuquerque. So one summer we took a long drive through the desert and mountains up
it's
into the hills.
There.
And I was stunned by the setting of the Santa Fe Opera.
I lived in Albuquerque for a period. That's where my husband was based. And then he decided to go back to school. And so we decided to move back to Kalamazoo, where I own a little home. And he's a full-time student now at Western in computer science.
Oh, great.
And it's a wonderful excuse to be home with. I have about 80 family members within 2 hours.
Just in the last season, there was a Dallas Opera production. There was a Houston Grand Opera production.
We finished the Ring Cycle, the Wagner Ring Cycle. It's a marathon, but it was spread over 4 years. So we had one a year. And this last year was Götterdämmerung, the final one, The Twilight of the Gods. And I was a Norn, which are the three ladies who kind of tell, we're kind of the cliff notes. We're the cliff notes of the entire Ring Cycle.
Oh.
Where at the very beginning we say, just in case you missed it, this is everything that's happened. Oh my goodness, look at the past, the future. And so we represent both the past, the present, and the future. And it was two of my closest friends. And so we had so much fun. And we were suspended from the ceiling with ropes everywhere. And we were seated in these chairs and we were flown. And it was so much fun. And we had these...
You got comfortable up there?
Well... Mostly, we had these kind of cone-ish situations that took a lot of time to figure out how we could not have our ears covered, how we could, you know, see things. It was really...
Sounds like something out of Cirque du Soleil.
It was wonderful.
Yes, it does.
There were definitely parts of that. It was a very technical,
wow,
wonderful production.
Well, and Marie, along with your music directing at Westminster Presbyterian, where this concert will be held on Monday at 7 p.m., you're very busy this month music directing Honky Tonk Angels.
At Farmer's Alley Theater, yep.
So I understand things are going great. Just opened up.
Yes, it did, and I'm having a wonderful time. Yeah. I like having an accent, a southern accent, just having fun.
Yeah.
It's a five-piece band. Plus myself, so the six of us, and so it's just fun.
Would you tell us how you know Meredith Arwady?
Well, it's very interesting. Meredith used to be my student a long time ago. The very first time
at
I heard, at Loynorks High School. The very first time I met her, she sang for us, and I knew then in my heart of hearts that she would someday be very successful, which doesn't surprise me that she is.
May I interject that when I was at Norwich, I was the highest soprano in the choir, which
I know.
Is crazy to think about.
I'm sorry about that.
No. It expanded my range in a way I've
sure
forgotten
did.
All those notes. I sing the G above high C. And yeah.
Meredith was always the kind of person who would sing wherever you asked her. You know, high soprano. Oh, we don't have any tenors. I'll sing tenor. Oh, I'll sing baritone. So she was practicing for her future. I didn't know that, but maybe she did. That's how I know her.
Well, it's great that you're both together on this concert. You'll be playing the keyboard, piano?
Yes.
With this?
We have a lovely piano at Westminster. It's a Schimmel, baby grand, and I'm just really happy to play there with Meredith. I mean, it's kind of like a dream come true to play for her again.
Well, Norwich was especially special because that's where I first really got my experience on stage. Mm-hmm. Because every year we would do a full musical. And let's see, junior year was Fiddler on the Roof.
And then
senior year I got to do Hello, Dolly. And
that was especially exciting because there was a bit of a surprise one weekend. Her family whisked both of us off. We didn't know where we were going. We were just told to pack a suitcase. And we wound up in New York. And we had wonderful seats for Carol Channing doing Hello, Dolly on Broadway.
Maybe we should go see Bette Midler now.
You know what? I would certainly love that.
Without question.
What a treat.
So we have a really good past.
It's kind of neat to hear about your Broadway beginnings, really, because high opera came later.
I mean, it taught so much just about rehearsals, about acting, about working with an orchestra, about all these things, which are just
self-discipline.
There's nothing that teaches you as well as doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you make your own solo recitals, you have been known to draw from the music theater canon.
Without question. Yeah. I recently did a recital at Western in Dalton, and I had everything from Messiah to Bolcom to Sondheim to – it was just wonderful because I don't think that there's one way of expressing yourself. I think that you can have – a wide range.
That's great. There's just room to grow.
Without question.
And she has all that experience to draw from.
I was just thinking of one more experience. When we did Hello, Dolly, it was the first time I'd ever been introduced to a corset. I'd never had this experience. And they handed it to me and said, go put it on. I said, all right. So I put it on. I was like, this hurts. And they're like, yes, it's not comfortable. It's something you will – I was like, no, this really hurts. I went through the entire day – finished, got it off. I had it on upside down. So it comes down to a point. I had that right here, and I had a massive bruise.
In your sternum?
Right on my sternum. And I said, here we go. This is the theater life.
Wow.
Yes.
I hope I never get introduced to a corset.
No.
She's worn that type of garment many, many times.
Well, this is before
then.
YouTube. I couldn't look up a tutorial. I was left alone to be like, okay.
All right. What are some of the highlights that you plan on singing on Monday?
Well, Miss Kay, Marie and I have chosen a wonderful and wide-ranging everything from Handel's Messiah to
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells,
White
exactly.
You like the Bing Crosby album?
I love that album.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's one of the best Christmas albums of any generation.
Yeah.
True. And I think it appeals to everyone. And I think the people that come will get to see Meredith's wonderful flexibility. Her vocal, you know, she can sing anything and make it sound fabulous.
Well, we found some great arrangements.
We did.
And the wonderful thing about Marie is she's able to change it to any key. So you'll see something and be like, she'd be like, let's try this. Let's try this key. Let's try this key. And by the time I'm in the basement, I'm like, that's lovely.
It's so different from where I had her before. It's like sometimes I go, well, what was I thinking?
And so I remember once I left a happy birthday message for my own mother on her answering machine, and she called my brother to thank him. It can be quite low.
Anyways.
What can you say?
Well, it's really wonderful that Meredith is doing this for my church, Westminster Presbyterian. It's at 1515 Helen. And if you know where Bravo's is on Portage, if you go right there, it will dead end into my church. Sometimes people get lost there. We're a small church, but mighty. And next year we celebrate the 60th year of our church. Besides, we also support a lot of artistic things, and we have this wonderful arts festival that will come up later in the year. We are also a green church, which means we have pretty much everything in the church is goes towards helping save the planet, which we are very into. And I'm just really proud to say that I'm part of this church. And I love the people there. And our pastors, Jerry and Janet Duggins, couldn't be any better.
Yeah.
So,
well, again, this concert is Monday at 7 p.m. And it's a chance to hear a wonderful artist who happened to grow up here in Kalamazoo, Meredith Arwady. Do you have any final thoughts, Meredith?
I love Christmas music. I am one of those people who can be found, you know, random March, random September day, doesn't matter. My brother and I share this love. And he used to end all his radio programs with a Christmas song. And to get a chance, I've never done a completely Christmas performance in my life. I've done plenty of messiahs and the like, but to get it to pick and choose some of my favorites that I've heard in movies or in musicals or
special.
Just it's wonderful.
Like you, Christmas is my very favorite time. My mom introduced me to White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Holiday Inn and all those early in my life, and I've never forgotten. If I had my way, I would play Christmas music 24/7 all year long, but obviously I probably have at least over 100 Christmas books that I play. I love Christmas music. And I love this time of year, you know.
So you don't feel like it's a burden or a...
Oh, no, just the opposite. Yeah. Yeah. And I choose to live in a state that has four seasons, especially because my favorite is winter with Christmas. I know that sounds crazy. I may not like ice, but I do love
snowy weather sometime soon. Yeah,
I know. I would like to have a white Christmas, but
well, this is about enjoyable as a gig comes.
Yeah,
in terms of working with a friend and getting to choose so much of my favorite music.
Yeah.
Well, my best wishes to both of you for a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Same
to you.
Enjoy your concert
on
Monday.
One final thing: there's plenty of room for people to park, so don't worry about that. Lots of area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marie.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Meredith.